Buffalo Bills Combine coverage is presented by Napa Auto Parts. Visit your local Napa Auto Parts store for Napa know-how and all your car care needs.
Welcome, everyone. It's always good to be here. Much better to be here as a coach than it was when my time as a player. At least I don't have to work out or run or worry about running a 40. So any questions, I'd be happy to answer them. Well, again, I think it goes back to, you know, I've said this many times. You know, I look at, you know, when you hire people, especially having myself come from the offensive side of the ball most of my career, you know, I look at people and I say to myself, you know, who did I not like going against? Who was it tough to game plan against? And obviously I was familiar with Jim when he was at the Titans and we had played against him, had a difficult time, came on the short side of that game. But also with my experience, having been down there with, you know, Mike Munchak and, you know, the late Mike Heimerdinger, who I worked with, you know, I'd gotten to know Jim, you know, through them. So I knew how he worked. I knew how he prepared. I knew it was difficult schematically to go against. And I thought it was a great fit and a great move by our organization.
How did you come across Pepper Johnson?
Well, I always admired Pepper. And again, when, you know, when we used to play, I think it goes back to the same thing. The tape never lies. When we used to play, you know, New England, and when Pepper was a defensive line coach, I thought those guys did a great job up front. Obviously, we know a lot about him as a player. I think he brings a lot to our organization. Someone that's obviously been part of 5 Super Bowls, has a great intensity about himself, was a great pro. I think that he'll bring a lot to our football team, not only in the classroom, but some of the stuff on the field and off the field to help our players grow as this league continues to grow. Well, I think that, you know, Tim, we were talking about change prior to, you know, changing of our defensive staff. You know, some things that we have to do to, one, you know, stop the run better, which we didn't do a good job of last year. We all know that. The touchdown passes, we gave up quite a few. Some of the third and long situations. So there was going to be change in those areas. So I think that, you know, there will be change. We're looking to, obviously, we're smart. We're not going to go in and, you know, we're looking to carry over some of the same language for our players. Again, we don't want to make this a totally trash one thing and come to another. So we're trying to make sure that we can continue to move forward and get better in all areas and make sure it's the easiest transition for our players.
Sure.
Well, I think the main thing that comes to mind is I worry probably more so about the secondary play. So we continue to have the same secondary coach in Donnie Henderson. You know, that's where a lot of the adjustments are made. And, you know, one of the things that again, and you talk about common language, when you look at Donnie Henderson and you look at the career of, you know, Jim Schwartz and where they've come from, you know, they both played under Coach Marvin Lewis. And a lot of those same things that were implemented when Marvin was there from the beginning way back, you know, are some of the things that have carried on to the playbook. And I think that we have the ability to make it easier on our players now.
So was C.J. Spiller after 3 or 4, so was he ever healthy for the rest of the season?
Well, healthy being 110%, I would say no. I think, but not unhealthy enough where you would have to report it or say it. I think it was, you know, he worked extremely hard. He practiced well. I think at times you can see when he really felt good. And there were times he went on the field. I mean, he felt great. And then all of a sudden, within the first series, something might have happened. But he continued to play. So I think once you get a nagging type of injury and you don't have a full amount of time to really let it heal, I think it's something that, you know, could affect you as it goes, as the season goes on. Well, I want to be, you know, careful about, you know, how I characterize that. But I would say this, not only C.J. Spiller, but all of our players. You know, we went through a lot of adversity through some injuries. So it's going to be very important, you know, for us and our top priority to make sure that our players are healthy going into the season and keeping them healthy during the season. We did a much better job at the end of our season than we did in the beginning. So we'll go back, evaluate that, and see what, you know, we can do to help the players. Well, I think a couple of things. I think that, you know, one, obviously, you know, he played last year and really didn't practice that much. If you think about all the players that played in the league, he probably practiced the least and played. So for us, again, the priority, just like all the players, to make sure that, you know, we keep him healthy, which, you know, is important for us. You know, it's important for his development. We're excited about it because when he was in there, with the lack of time that we had, there were things that he did very well. As far as the veteran quarterback, I think we will always have that option to bring in the best players available to better our team. Obviously, I consult with, you know, Doug Whaley, our general manager, and Russ Brandon, our president. But the way the staff is now, you know, we hired a quarterback coach and Todd Downing, who came over from Detroit, who worked with E.J. Manuel during the Senior Bowl when E.J. was coming out. So they had a good relationship there. And I was able to watch Todd and watch the interaction. And E.J. Had a lot of great things to say. We were able to hire him as our quarterback coach. And then we were also able to bring in Jim Hostler as a senior offensive assistant. I had worked with Jim before in New York to help us, you know, stay ahead and keep going. So, you know, basically with Coach Hackett obviously involved, we have three quarterback coaches. We can go either way, you know, whether, you know, it's via the draft or you go unrestricted free agent, bring in a veteran, or you stay the same. You know, at least now from a coaching staff standpoint, we can go either direction. No, I think we were too busy worrying about our job at the present time and doing the best job we could. What made Bill successful? Well, I mean, he's been here before. You know, obviously he's been with New England. You know, he's been successful everywhere he's been. He has, like a lot of coaches in this league, they have a great work ethic. But it's the same thing. We're all here to make sure that we get good players. Did he say probably or you say probably? Okay, I just wanted to make sure because when I see him later, I'm going to ask him. I just, you know, it's an experience that you have. It's a funny profession. You know, you start off, and I started off in Division III after I had gotten done playing. And you grow up and you grow up with a lot of people, you know, and usually it's regional. You know, we were all obviously in the Northeast together. But there are a lot of coaches that, you know, I see here at the Combine that we all started together, going to clinics together. And it's probably the same as the media. You know, when you leave college, hopefully most of you are from Syracuse. I had to get a shot in for Syracuse there. But it's the same thing. You see everyone grow and you see everyone grow in the profession. And it's a gratifying experience to know that, you know, people that are in your profession have integrity, have character, that work extremely hard and they're able to be successful. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to step behind you. Go ahead. I said before, the transition going from college to pro, it was actually easier for me than it was being in the NFL and going back to college from a transition stand. I was much more comfortable with the schedule, the calendar, the way it was in the NFL than it was in college. College, you know, obviously with the recruiting in the areas and the different things you have to do. The schedule is quite different. Very difficult to spend as much time as you'd like to in coaching. So I think those are the challenges that go ahead with the, you know, college and the NFL. Well, obviously, as an organization, we're very happy with what Mike did for us in a short time in Buffalo. You know, Mike is very knowledgeable, very smart, has a great work ethic, and we wish him the best of luck.
How would he describe his demeanor? He looks like a real hard-nosed guy.
I don't know. I just respect him. I don't look to characterize people by, you know, labeling them in names or anything. So, you know, I just think he's a very hard worker. He's very demanding, knows exactly what he wants, and does a good job communicating that with the players.
Doug, how does your recent college experience help when you're evaluating draft prospects?
I think when you look back and say, what did you gain going back to college and then coming back to the NFL? I think the biggest insight that you gain is the origin of these players, meaning that you're able to go back and when you go into high schools and you go into homes of these players, you know, we don't have that opportunity here. Obviously, we get them at the NFL Combine, you know, but when you get into, you know, more of the background, when you're in their homes and you see the challenges that they have or the adversity that they had to overcome, you also get a better sense of sometimes the different types of cultures depending on where you come from or where you have recruited in the country. So that you may better know what challenges you have with that player when he comes in. And I think those are the things that you learn. I think that you also learn that, you know, it's changes. You know, there's always change. And, you know, the way kids learn and the way they, you know, the way they're practicing, the way they're being brought up in this profession, you know, is quite different than the way I was brought up in that profession. So you can take those things and instill the things you believe in, but then do it in a way where they can understand it and appreciate it and play their best for you.
So along those same lines, you're very familiar, obviously, with the way running backs are used in today's college football. And then when they come here, they're asked to do a lot of different things that they use differently. How does that impact sort of the projections, you know, making that projection from college to pro at that position?
I think, you know, it's a very difficult position, and it's a very difficult position to evaluate, at least from my standpoint. I've seen, because there's all types of runners, you know, whether they're big, they have long gaits, whether they have short gaits, whether they're shorter, whether, you know, there's all different types of guys when it comes to speed. I think that, you know, whatever system that you're in, you go ahead and choose what you feel, you know, may fit that system, or you take the best person available, you know, and make sure that you have things that can highlight his strengths and what he can do. And I think that, you know, when I look at running backs, I see a lot of strengths, and it's all different, you know, even on our team, you know, and that's why I've always been in favor of, you know, a two running back type system, you know, which we have, we're fortunate to have with Fred Jackson and CJ Spiller.
Doug, how do you think Jim Schwartz's experience as a head coach in Detroit is going to affect how he works as a coordinator?
Who's that? Jim Schwartz's experience?
Well, I love it. I think it's always hard. You know, I always tell people when I was an assistant coach and I would look and I'd always say, gosh, what's the head coach doing? You know, where is he? You know, what's going on? And, you know, then when you become the head coach, you're like, holy cow, I can't believe I ever questioned that. Now I know everything that he had to do. And I think that when people in an organization or especially on your staff can appreciate some of the things that you have to do and your responsibility as a head coach, I think it goes a long way. So from that standpoint, it's been great. Sure, we expect them to grow and develop. I think that's an important part, you know, of what we're trying to accomplish, you know, with all of our players. So, you know, we look for them to develop along with, you know, TJ Graham. You know, we have Stevie Johnson coming back. We have some good young receivers, you know, that were injured last year that are coming back on the roster. Kevin Elliott's one. You know, Marcus Easley, you know, led the league in tackles as a special teams player. So, you know, we have a talented group there, and, you know, we're excited to bring Rob Moore in, you know, to help develop that group and work with them. And, you know, we feel that we have to do a better job in putting them in better position where we can get them the ball more.